Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Man, this Duck Club bourbon's pretty good, bro. I just got to be honest with you guys. It's Dukes and Bell out here at Metro Bottle hanging out. Here's what's funny what happened today. I literally got here. I'm walking in, and I turn to my left, and who's walking out with a blank load of alcohol? Mike Bell. And I'm like, what is going on? And you're like, oh, I've just got to go to the car. I'm like, all of that's not fitting in your car.
Oh, yeah, man. But first off, great wine selection. Great. I'm a big Barbaresco guy, good Pinots. So I loaded up on some grapes. Becky's getting me some new vodka, so I get the new vodka.
Thank you for the wine you gave me yesterday.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I know you like that,
it
too.
It is great.
I mean, if you're a big Napa guy, we're Napa guys.
Appreciate you.
So then, I got a new tequila I hadn't tried. I had a sample of that.
This was back there. Yeah. Did you try it?
Yep, and that's tasty. So yeah. I picked up a bottle of that, a little of this, a little of that.
A little bit of that.
And I got another taste of Hockey Camp. I got a case of Labatt's Light and a case of Labatt's Leaded.
Okay.
So I've got all my beer to get me through my mother-in-law coming up on Christmas Day. She arrives at 4 o'clock Christmas Day for maximum convenience.
And you'll be drinking when she arrives.
Yes, I will be.
Yeah. No, I get it, man. Hey, do not let family ruin your holidays.
By the way, Mike Conti, do you need me to work Christmas Day?
Do not let family ruin your Christmas holidays. It's funny, man, because for years, you know, I've said this to Mike. There was part of my family that I tried to avoid because
right.
I just didn't want to deal with some of the drama. But I've gotten to a point in my life where I'm like, you know what? They're family, and this is what it is. And, Mike, I'm not changing anybody. They're not going to change me. But we need to at least interact and be around each other. But nobody's going to ruin my holidays, to your point. Nobody.
Well, good for you. you know, our house is.
Is she going to ruin your holiday?
Promise me the weather's going to be good so I can be outside.
The weather's going to be good.
I'm going to do a ton of yard work.
The weather's going to be great.
See, my mother-in-law gets the wine going.
Okay.
And it's good and bad. So, it, you know, it feels good. And then it crosses over. And then it goes, well, that neighbor back, and it was 82. And next thing you get the history of Central Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Whether you want to hear it or not, and all the gossip and somebody. And I'm just
you don't know any of these people.
And that's it.
You don't know any of these people.
That's it. Bingo.
Yeah.
So, and if Becky's listening right now, my wife is at home screaming at the radio. It's not that bad. It is that bad.
Okay.
I love my father-in-law. You met Ike.
No. He's great.
Ike, my dad, Ike Sr., my father-in-law. Love that man. We had great times, road trips. And, because he was always so funny at the holidays. He's like, whatever you do, don't give her any more wine.
Too late.
So
too late.
You got to find that balance point. You know, that happy lubrication, the point where it's at the tipping point. It's hard. It's very hard to define.
No, it is. Until you know. And you know when it happens. You already
By
know.
By the way, one last track on when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Did everyone come to your house, or how did you do Christmas? Because we were kind of like ground zero for Christmas. All the different relatives would come to. We had the. It just so happened we're centrally located from where everybody was.
Right.
Everybody came to our place.
Yeah, for the most part. It's funny because Michelle and I were talking about this when we got older. We would spend time at my parents and then time with her parents. So it was like a split Christmas.
Right.
And the good news for me was her mother would cook like she was feeding 18. So I would show up and you know, it would be like, oh, you have to eat. And you feel like, okay, you got all these wonderful dishes. And so you'd eat and you'd have an amazing meal there. And then I go to my mom's and my mom's like, yo, you better eat. And so now I'm like, oh, mom, I'm full. No, you're not. Try this. And so I got, Mike, I'd be so fat and fluffy on Christmas because
right.
I'd have these two incredible meals. But, yeah, man, when we were kids, absolutely, most of our family would come over to our house. But I will tell you this, that's – black folks. This is where the drama would happen because everybody would be at our house. And so you'd have uncles, aunts,
yes.
right? And their friends. And then you had somebody that you didn't know that was drinking all the liquor and – it became a problem, and there was going to be drama by the end of the day.
Yes, and that was always the thing at my house because I've told you the story to Carl, so I'll make it brief. Day-to-day. You're new to this Christmas story. My dad's side of the family is generally more right wing or conservative. My mom's side is very liberal.
Okay,
and so that's oil and water. It's going to happen.
Somebody's going
to
say something.
My dad was two tours in Vietnam. My uncle John went to Canada. So that's strike one, and so it was always going to be like, okay. What's the over-under on when things get sideways? And so it was always my dad, and my dad's going to swing on Uncle John. I mean, it's and believe me, my Uncle John, if you met him, you'd want to swing on him too, on principle.
I hear you.
We're like bald guy with a ponytail kind of look.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of look.
What's the
corduroy jacket.
What's the actor we make fun of, Mike? What's the actor we make fun of?
There's a couple.
No. The guy that was always playing the tough cop. What was his name?
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about.
Oh.
Every movie was the same. You know who I'm talking about.
Which one, Michael?
Orin, the guy with the ponytail, and he looks so out of shape now. He's a big fat guy. You've seen the videos of him.
Oh, Steven Seagal?
Steven
Seagal from Staten Island.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, no, but at least Steven's got that widow's peak sewn in the front, like somebody took a Sharpie and gave him a hairline.
That ponytail, man.
But yeah, but Uncle John, but that was the thing. And my cousin, and it was always fun. And my aunt, my dad's like, what's the over-under when Jennifer's going to cry? I go, well, I'll say dinner. So my cousin always had a little bit of a weight problem. And so it would be like, we're all having dinner and you know, having Pepsi or Coke. And my mom's like, Jen, can you like some Coke? And my Aunt Mary, she can't have some. She has to have milk. Oh, and my dad's looking at me. He's just looking. You know,
time to go.
12 years old, we're setting over-unders on family squabbles.
Time to go. Here it comes. Yeah.
Here it comes. The crying, the inevitable agita. And then, that's the holiday. You can't pick your relatives. Now, hopefully you guys listening right now, you got it better than we did as kids because, man, it was super drama, man.
No, it was always drama. I'm like, I'm going to my room. I'm out. Because you couldn't get – as a kid, you can't get away from it. As an adult, you're like, we're leaving. We'll see you guys.
That's why
in a few days.
My dad, whenever like we get the hockey, when we had the Rangers tickets, and my dad would always be like, please let there be a Ranger game on Christmas. Please let there be a Ranger game. So it would always, oh, well, we got to get to the city.
Oh, yeah.
Got to go.
Time to go.
It's a great out. It's a great out.
You plan something so you don't have to spend the entire day there. But
now, real quick, Day-Day, you get the mic hot? Because Day-Day, he lives in this world that is literally, it's almost like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Everything is cool. There's no drama. Everything's happy. Everybody gets along. Do you have any of these dramas that we're talking about with the house?
Honestly, as far as like growing up, no.
See, none of this.
Well, I was my parents were separated,
okay.
So I lived in single parent household. So
okay. Who'd you like better, your mom or your dad?
Don't answer that.
No, yeah, I definitely.
I like my dad
that.
Though. We had more fun.
Answer that.
I love them both.
You know,
each one had their advantage.
Sure.
I mean, look, let's be honest. A single dad raising a son is not going to be fun.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Really? I lucked out.
Why don't you get out here and help me change these brakes?
He's trying to teach you responsibility.
Yeah.
Mike had a drinking partner.
Yeah,
that's the
thing. When my dad, my mom and dad split, you guys heard the story. My dad's like, well, you're 11, you're almost a man. Mom's going out to Long Island. I'm going to get a place in Manhattan. Well, I'm coming with you, Dad. It was like Peter freaking Pan.
Yeah.
Carl's heard this. We'll make this brief. We'll get to sports. I'm the only kid in America who's upset his parents got back together.
I heard that story. That is hilarious.
Yeah. Look, I think it's all about – you're right, Day-Day, because I think dads – single dads, for the most part, feel the responsibility of, I got to teach you how to be a man.
Yep.
Right. Mom, you can go to your mom's house. You can be over there anytime. And you know, you can get away with things with her. You're going to get nothing away from me. Right. And that's part of this, the thing that we go through.
Yeah.
So I feel you on that. Like, that's why you're like, there's an advantage. And then you go to mom's and it was a little different, but it wasn't easier.
No.
It was just different.
Less expectations.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess my dad really didn't. He never really did discipline me. It's kind of like why I am where I am. Who needs a psychiatrist?
Well, when he comes home this and you have a drink waiting on him, what kind of thing do you think that's going to be?
Dad would come home day, and like, what kind of day was it, Dad?
Exactly.
And the old man was two fingers. That means two fingers of whiskey.
But what you guys are not understanding, this is not Mike at 30. This is Mike at 15, okay? That's the difference, okay? At 30, I was like, Dad, you want a beer? He's like, yeah, son, let's have a beer. Right. That's different. At 15, I wasn't offering my dad a cocktail, right. All right? Dad, you want an old-fashioned? I got a couple over here.
You know, that's the last joke, and we'll go. Dad's like, all right, Dad's had a few too many beers. You sit on Dad's lap, and you work the steering wheel, and Dad will work the pedals. Dad, I'm 21.
It's too much.
Hopefully, now, if you're new to the show, hopefully these jokes are new. If you're new to the show, thanks for putting up with them. But we do dust this off around the holidays, because holidays is family time.
No, man, don't let anybody ruin your holidays. Seriously. And I say that, I'm talking about your joy.
Right.
Your whatever you like, you get some time off, you want peace of mind, and then you're gonna be getting together with people. Do not let them steal or take your joy. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, hanging out at Metro Botto, guys. We are gonna talk more. I want to read a couple of these texts. We're gonna talk more about the Falcons coming up with our buddy Dave Archer. He is on the way, but it's kind of interesting to see some of these texts. And I just saw it's Kirby's birthday, by the way. So happy birthday to Kirby Smart,
right?
As Georgia put that out there, he's how old? 50?
How about that?
50.
Unbelievable. You got George, as I know you said this before, Carl, and I mean, you may have said this on the national show. You know, whoever your college team is, to have the level of success that you're having with Georgia right now, again, no one will be able to match what Saban did. But I hope Georgia fans, I think they do, appreciate where this is at. The world, the rarefied air you're living in, where you're belly aching about getting beat by Notre Dame in a Sugar Bowl.
It's true.
You know, in a quarterfinal game last year. Because it was a down year.
Look, he's doing an amazing job, man. And I just, every year I love Kirby more and more because you get a sense of how real he is. And I think that also translates to the kind of players that go play for him. He's just not putting up any BS, man. He doesn't have to. And I've said this. This whole NIL thing, the reason why it hasn't affected Georgia is because Kirby's not afraid to go, I don't need you. Thank you. He can walk away.
Right.
There are programs that can't. There are coaches who can't, and they want to give in, and they want to pay and whatever. What is it going to take to get you here? Kirby's like, here's what it is, and I hope you come, but I don't need you. And that, I love that, because all these kids get their butts kissed so much with everybody telling them how good they are and how much they need them, and then they get to a spot, and then yeah, guess what? Next year they transfer out. Look at the transfer level at Georgia, guys. Look at the NIL and the guys that are going into the portal. You're going to lose a few guys every year.
Right.
But you're not getting mass turnover. It's not 25 or 30 guys every year at Georgia. Kids are staying. Why?
Because they have truly bought into a culture.
That's it.
And that gets back, you just said it, you've got to find the right kind of student-athlete. Because as Kirby said earlier, he goes, you know, everybody's, unless we have the audio this morning, I don't want to say it. If you got it, you can play it. But Kirby says, everybody's announcing what they're doing. I'm announcing that I'm going in the portal. I'm announcing I'm re-signing. How about you announce that you're getting better and you're going to practice? That's, well, only guys saying that are Kirby Smart's guys.
I love it.
Here it is. I apologize. Now you can hear it in Kirby's voice because that's Kirby.
We're focused on this team. I think it would be, you know, remiss to say that we're focused on roster management. We're not focused on it. We're focused on, you know, prep and getting better. And for a while, it's been like intrinsically looking at ourselves and asking each player, did you come here to develop? Did you truly come here to develop? Because if you did, all your buddies are out there right now. Everybody's, you know, announcing what they're doing. I'm announcing that I'm going in the portal. I'm announcing that I'm re-signing. How about you announce that you're getting better and you're going to practice and, like, actually do what the 20 and 30 years of college football players did before you?
I love it. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Like, and he's not afraid to say it. And he can because, one, he's not going anywhere. And, Mike, when you are secure in your place,
right,
it gives you the authority to say those things that other coaches can't or won't say.
Now, right. If you're an Auburn guy, you hope you got the right guy. Florida, you hope you got the right guy. You don't build that overnight.
No.
You know, Kirby had the cachet of learning from the master, from Nick Saban. You know, the guy that, you know, that basically set the tone for college football, you know, and now Kirby is that guy. So we'll see. I'll give you the, you know what the 180 degrees of that is?
What's that?
Mike Norvell at Florida State.
Oh, yeah. Good
Anybody
call.
Worth a darn is gone, is transferred out. There is no
mass
culture
turnover.
Right, you've got no culture. You're basing everything on the transfer portal. You can never establish a culture that way.
Hey, real quick, I want to read this. We were talking about Michael Penix, the injury and how it may affect him. Dave Archer's on the way, guys. RJ says, put him up, C. Dukes. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. He says, put him up, C. Dukes. I don't think Penix's return aligns with the Falcons' timeline anymore. He says, it sucks to say it, but this injury may have ruined his future with the Falcons. Will a new head coach want to tie their career to a guy that gets injured as often as he had? He says, a sad reality. Look, that's harsh, but it's real.
Barry says, after Penix hurt his knee before the Miami game, he really stopped trying to run, in his opinion. I think he may have been afraid of hurting it again. I have to go back and look at the tape. I thought in the Berlin game there were ample opportunities. We'll ask Archer about it. You know, and why wasn't Zach trying to get that to be more a big part of his game?
All right. Dave Archer is going to join us, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. We're hanging out at Metro Bottle. Come see us, man. Marietta Boulevard. We'll be here until 6. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's talk to Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. We're live at Metro Bottle, guys. Marietta Boulevard is where we're located, and we'll be out here until 6 o'clock. Arch, good to have you on. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family. Yesterday on my way home, I'm listening to you and Coach, and you were talking to him about, you know, learning to win in these last two games. You feel really good about building something. Talk about this process, because I know it's something Coach has been talking about.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Carl, and your family, and Mike, and you and Becky, and all your listeners out there. We got such good fans here in Atlanta. I know they're starving for some consistent wins and stuff, but just wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all y'all, and it's always been fun to come on with you guys. I think that, see, I come from a cup is half full type scenario. I guess it's a player perspective, Carl.
when you think about this stuff and the interviews that I do post game, the interviews I do with the coaches show, trying to accentuate, okay, what can you build on? What are the some of the things that you're doing well? There's always going to be stuff negative that you can camp on if you want to. I choose to kind of go the other direction. That's just me. But I think Raheem feels like there are certain things that this team continues to get better at. I think that, you know, when he started talking about the offensive coordinator, I know there's been a lot of scrutiny on Zach Robinson and what he's designing or what he isn't designing. And I think, frankly, not to be, you know, someone that's over the top on this, but this is probably an over the top comment, I don't think most people have any idea what he's designing, you know. And I think that some of the things that we do are executed properly. Some of the things we do aren't executed properly. And some of the things that we do that he designs are defended. And that's what the other team's designed to do. And that's just the National Football League. But I do think there's some things that are building. I think when you start thinking about the team and the way the team's responded the last 2 weeks and what you guys have talked about and everybody keeps telling them they're playing games that don't mean anything, well, you can't tell that to a player. His livelihood's on the line. His chance to play in this league's on the line. His chance to be a part of this organization's on the line. There's a crap load of stuff to play for. And I really get tired of hearing that there's nothing to play for. There's everything to play for. And everything's on the line on Monday night. You have a great opportunity to upset the apple cart. I got my Grinch shirt on right now, Carl. We'll have Grinch shirt out to do the podcast. We're going to try to steal Christmas from the Rams. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go try to steal Christmas for the Rams. That was my sentiment with that. And they've got everything on the line. I heard you talking about it, Carl, and it was so well put. Everything is on the line for the Rams this weekend, and it's an unbelievably cool opportunity for Atlanta on a primetime game to go lay it on the line against arguably the best team in the NFC.
You know, Arch, we said it earlier in the week about, you know, to your point, guys are trying to put good stuff on tape because not everybody's going to be on this team next year, especially, you know, guys, the special team guys. Ebba Cady had a good day, and he might not be here next year, so he's got a chance to make some loot. But getting back to, you know, talking about Zach Robinson and the offense, I love the game plan. I thought it was really cool. The fourth down plays we'll talk about in a second. What do you say that, I know I asked you this earlier in the year, critics and guys, you know, that played the quarterback position that talked about it said we were predictable. There was predictability with our offense. Has that gone away? Has it gotten more imaginative, or is it simply when the guys execute, everybody looks better?
Well, I watch this team every week, Mike, and I can't predict what they're going to do. So I don't know what these other guys are looking at. I know that there's some guys, so it's fun to throw stuff out there because you're not accountable to it. You don't have to come back and revisit it if you're Kurt Warner or whoever the else it is that says stuff about them. And it's a one-time deal, and then you're off to talk about the other 31 teams, or you don't even have seen Atlanta again. So to say that they're predictable, I think, is a crock of crap. I think that there's certainly things that we do well that you're going to hang your hat on that teams try to defend. Sometimes they defend it well. Sometimes they don't. I mean, it's not any mystery that Bijan Robinson's going to touch the football. Why has he got 2,000 yards in total offense? That stuff has been designed by Zach Robinson. Yes, there's an unbelievably God-given talent that Bijan Robinson has, but Zach Robinson's designing the plays for him to get 2,000 yards. So where is that? You know, I just don't. Again, Kyle Pitts has lit it up the last couple of weeks. He's had opportunities earlier in the year. Mike, you've referenced the play you and I talked about a number of times where Penix hits him right in the chest on a walk-in 70-yard touchdown in Berlin. That if that's the only play that changes, you win the football game. So there's a lot of stuff going on that's good, guys. And I know we kind of hang on the negative. It's Christmas time. Let's talk about some positive stuff.
Well, let's talk about Kirk Cousins and his play. I asked you this last week, and I'll ask you again. He's playing well. And why? What do you see? What do you think it is? It's easy for us to sit here, Arch, and I said this to him last, you know, couple of weeks when we had him on. I said, look, you've been in the league 14 years. You see things that a lot of guys haven't, and certainly more than what Michael Penix has seen at this point in his career. But isn't it more than just that with Cousins and his play right now?
Absolutely. And I think that the first thing you point at, Carl, is how maybe damaged he was to start the season a year ago. And strangely enough, he was able to light it up for the first nine games. then things began to catch up with him a little bit, and he wasn't quite as effective. And was he? It's a battle of attrition to play in the National Football League. When you play when you play 17 games, I don't care what position to play, and obviously those strength guys are the guys that you point to more often than not that have to battle through injury and play at 85% or whatever. Kirk Cousins was having to do some of that. The ankle wasn't responding extremely well. He got banged up in that game in New Orleans, and so there were some things that affected him later on the year that maybe didn't necessarily affect him in game 4, 5, or 6 of last season. He's much more healthy this year than he was last year. You ask him about it. He feels really good about where he is physically, and now he takes over midseason for Michael Penix, and now you're getting the guy that I think you thought you were going to get at the beginning of the year last year. This is the guy you thought you were going to have. So now becomes the great debate, and I know you guys have been chopping it up, and all the other shows have been too. What do you do with this situation now that you have the way you expected him to play?
It's crazy.
It's a Dave Archer with us, guys. Let's talk about some fun stuff from the Arizona game. I don't know if you ever had a chance with a tackle-eligible Arch to hit a guy like Jake Matthews. Kirk needed to make a better throw. That was a high throw, but I know they were busting Jake's chops on the sideline. That would have been epic.
Well, if you go back and look at the play, it's a little bit of a slight roll, and Kirk gets heat in his face. So it's not a matter of him standing in a clean pocket and throwing it to Jake Matthews in the back end. So there was some – there was the other team affected it a little bit, but there's no question the ball. He would have loved to have had the ball down on him a little bit. But, hey, Jake, you know, you're 6'6". I know it's not what you do for a living. This might be the only chance you have to catch a touchdown. I don't care if you've got to climb in the stands to make the grab. You got to make that play. I can only imagine the crap he took on Monday for not catching that football. And I know Kirk takes some of the energy on that, and he talked about it postgame, and he said, I'd like to have been put a better ball on him, but, hey, you got to make that catch. That's your only chance.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As we have a quick preview of the Rams, it feels like it's going to be a long week because obviously Christmas, we don't play Sunday. But, Arch, is there anybody playing better than Matthew Stafford right now?
No, I can't. I don't see him, Carl. You know, 40 touchdowns, 5 picks. Puka Nacua just went off against the Seahawks in that game that I don't know how they lost. If you go back and look at that game, the Seahawks did nothing against the Rams. They had 2 plays by Kenneth Walker, a screen play and a run. He had a run of about 45 or 50 yards that netted them. Both those ended up netting them touchdowns. And Rashid Shaheed returned a punt for a touchdown. You look up and they end up winning that football game. They were down 30-14. I thought that the Seahawks were that team that maybe was the kryptonite for the Rams. They weren't. And somehow Seahawks came back and won the football game because they didn't do anything offensively for 3 quarters in that game. But Stafford, getting back to Stafford, and it's been, you know, Devontae Adams has been in and out. You've had the backs have kind of fluctuated back and forth, but they got 2 really good backs. Corum's outstanding, kind of Robin to what Williams is the Batman, and so they've got a nice combination there. They're playing as good as anybody, and he's the guy, the reason why. The dude is playing like he's 28 years old, not 38 years old.
Right. Arch, real quick, I just want to go back to Arizona and the short yardage plays because Carl and I were talking about it. The one where Werner, I think, was in motion and runs into Kirk. That's not the way that play is designed. You can't put that one on Zach. Algier, when we could have salted the game away on that 4th-and-1, are you satisfied with the effort from Ryan Neuzel? Because we just talked about the Rams, and they've got a hell of a defensive front as well.
Yeah, it's they had some guys that I talked to the offensive line this week, and they felt like that they had 2 interior guys in Arizona that are as good of guys as they've played all year long. Dalvin Thompson being one. I can't remember whether it was Robinson or who the other one was, but they were very complimentary of those 2 guys. Neuzel's not the biggest center in the world, as you guys know. If he gets one-on-one with a guy, if he doesn't have his pad level down, he's going to get pushed back. We've seen it happen a number of times, and it happens to a lot of offensive linemen. This is not a gigantic, big, physical offensive line that we have. And so you got to get your pad level down. You got to know that they're coming off the ball. And that's kind of a want-to scenario. And as it turns out, Arizona wanted it a little bit more on that play that Algier got talked in the backfield. And Kirk Cousins, I talked to him post-game. That's his fault on the motion with Charlie. He's got to let Charlie clear before he takes a snap. I think he actually forgot that Charlie was in motion after sending him in motion, if you can believe that happens. But, those kind of things. Quarterbacks have – I remember coming to the line of scrimmage, you forgot what the snap count was because you're thinking about so many other things. So that happens from time to time. Just really proud of Chris Lindstrom real quickly and Bijan Robinson, our Pro Bowlers. I know you guys have talked about that. Lindstrom four times. He's getting into a rarefied air now. Talking about offensive linemen here with the Falcons. Jeff Van Note was a six-time Pro Bowler. Mike Kinn, a five-time Pro Bowler. So he's getting in that rarefied air. And what do you say about the matrix for John Robinson? A little disappointed that Brandon Dorlus didn't get in. Brandon's having a bar-setting year. 7.5 sacks now. I think we got to go back to 2019. Grady Jarrett had 7.5 sacks. That's the last time we've had a guy with that many. The bar being set by Travis Hall in 97 with 10.5, and then Rod Coleman with 10.5 in 04 and 11.5 in 05. That's the high bar for defensive tackles or the Falcons.
How do you describe what you're seeing from Pitts? And does he finish the season this way? Does he have two monster games? I think he needs 73 yards in each of those games, if I calculated it correctly, to get to 1,000 yards. What's your assessment there, Arch?
He's playing with a ferocity, Carl, that frankly haven't seen maybe since his rookie year. I don't even know if he showed it his rookie year, but he's attacking the football. I think there's he's playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. He's expecting the ball. It was something I talked about with him. We had him on the coach's show here a few weeks ago, and I asked him, are you expecting the ball to come your way? And be almost kind of pissed off that it doesn't come back. Not that you come back and give Kirk an earful, but, you know, just run your routes expecting the ball to come to you. That's just the way he's playing. But the ferocity with which he's attacking the football, he's doing a hell of a job with that. Rarefied air, you're talking about the most yards by a tight end in Falcon history over a four-game stretch. Phenomenal effort by Kyle Pitts. And by the way, Zach Robinson put together that plan that Mike was talking about. How do you get Kyle and Drake going at the same time? Drake ended up dropping two balls in the game. He wasn't quite right in the game, but you had the targets for both those guys, and obviously it worked out pretty good.
Great stuff. Arch, as always, man, appreciate you. Enjoy Christmas, and we'll be down there Monday getting everybody ready for, I think, a huge opportunity for our Falcons against the Rams, man. Appreciate you, and thanks again.
Carl, Merry Christmas to you guys. And I don't know how the management let you guys go to a bottle place before Christmas.
Hey.
That's unbelievable.
There's you two three guys, samples.
That's the last two guys I'm sending to a bottle place.
Oh, man.
You know we're about
good.
To get it in.
You ain't lying, brother.
We're about to get it in. All right, enjoy,
fun,
man.
Have
we
fun.
May have something waiting for you when we see you next time, all right?
Yeah, pick me up.
All
pick
right,
me
brother.
Up something, man. I'll see you.
Yes.
See you.
Right
will.
On.
Hey, man, we're going to find out what's on Day-Day's mind. Speaking of a bottle shop, we are at Metro Bottle, guys. Marietta Boulevard. Come on out and join us. Great spot. Our buddies from Duck Bourbon are here as well. They were telling us, Mike, some of the plans for the future, but you've got two bottles that have not been in the state of Georgia that you can get today here. They're finally here. And I'm telling you, being a bourbon enthusiast, you can find this. That was the crazy thing. I said, they really have it. He says, yes, they got two different versions here today. So come by and pick it up. All right, what's on Day-Day's minds on the way? Our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation at 4 o'clock as we'll continue our conversation about Kirby and the Dogs. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We are at Metro Bottle. Some more listeners coming by, hanging out with us. It's all good, man. He's going to Hawks game tonight, matter of fact. We haven't mentioned
defense.
Yeah, the Hawks.
Defense.
We will get into it because he was at the game the other night. He was. Thank you, Nate.
Defense.
He said they usually call that foul at the end of the game for Trey. They didn't call it. And I said, right. Yeah, but when you give up that many points, he's like, nah, I know. But we were talking about Jalen Johnson. And he's like, man, I love Jalen. He's hooping. He is. He almost had another triple-double the other night. They play the Bulls tonight. You'll listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll tell you more about that coming up. We got to find out what's on Day-Day's mind. Stay tuned, because at 4 o'clock we'll talk some dogs. It is Kirby's birthday today. But also, we will talk to Connor Riley, Mike, about Ole Miss, this rematch, and all that's going on with the dogs coming up here in about 15 minutes. Day-Day, man, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, man, we're glad to be back. Happy holidays to everyone out there. Happy holidays to Carl and Mike. Really enjoyed working with you all this past, a little over more than half a year.
Sir,
right?
You are contributing to the overall success of this show. You are helping, making it number one. So we appreciate everything you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. So first off, let me give a shout out.
Best producer I've ever had.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. All right. Let me give
a shout out. The best. The best of the best of the best.
Stop.
Sir.
You're making me blush. All right, here we go. Shout out to Douglas County. They are Douglas County, the school system. They're hosting their annual holiday hoops at the Legacy Arena. I made it in town last night in time to stop by. Today is day 3, so I just wanted to give them a shout out because day 3 continues.
Was this a holiday hoops kind of deal?
Yeah, so okay. High school boys and girls teams all throughout the day. Very nice arena out there, the Legacy Arena. Oh. I think I knew about them building this in Douglas County, but I hadn't had a chance to get out there.
There's a lot of Douglas County's popping.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of stuff.
Take it over Gwinnett.
The cops popping. It's Atlanta, baby. That's where everybody's moving here. But no, Douglas, that's kind of like it's one of the areas of like the final frontier of real estate as things go further west on I-20 towards Villarica.
Yeah, well, really nice facility. Shout out to the athletic director for the county, Mr. Eric Collins. He's actually a big listener of the show.
Eric, what's up, man?
What's up, EZE? What's up, Joe?
Come on, let your suit. Take your tie off, Eric.
Man.
Take your tie off.
All right, so we wanted to just show them some love. Day 3, they wrap up today. All right, speaking of some love, I loved watching football in Denver over the weekend. You guys, as you know, I was out there.
Mountain time? You like, you digging mountain time?
Yeah.
I do, dog. First of all, shout out to Grandma and Granddaddy Crosby. Their 70th wedding anniversary is why we were out there.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah, 70.
Most people don't last 7 days these years,
right,
man.
But, man, when I tell you, like, games coming on at 11 o'clock, right? And then you've got the second slate of games coming on at 2 o'clock. The night game is on at 6:30. I mean, bro, you can get it in.
Yes.
And still, like, shut down in a reasonable time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And not feel the impact the next day. Like, I was really digging that. I was like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, it's 4 o'clock. 2 games down.
Right.
And I'm feeling right.
Because you worked out in Colorado, Carl.
Yeah, I did.
And, I mean, if you ever been out to Los Angeles and you're having breakfast burritos and Bloody Marys at 10.
It's great.
Watching your East Coast games, to today's point, it really is it's a different world.
Yeah, man.
At 9 a.m., right, on the West Coast, that's the first game.
Right.
And most of us are like, 9 a.m., bro, come on. 9 a.m., noon, the night game is 3:30 or
right.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, 4.
Your day, like, you still have the rest of your day.
Yes.
So it's a little different of adjustment. But, yeah, I'm with you. When you said that, I was like, oh, it's the best. Because,
it really is.
There is something to be said. And when your team plays early, early is early, like 11, right? To your point, come on, man. I got and doing, you know, doing this time of year, you feel like you're not missing out on a lot if you want to do some things. So, no, I love it, too. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so as you all both know, Denver is a very big NFL town. They love their Broncos.
You know what's funny? They have hockey. The Nuggets won a championship.
Yep.
They didn't have hockey when I was there.
Rockies.
Or the Rockies, should I say. Right, they weren't there. It is a Broncos town, period. Yes. As much as Dion has buzzed Denver – no, it's not the Broncos.
No, it's not the Broncos. And with that being said, every football fan that knew I was in town from Atlanta had one question.
What was that question?
What are y'all doing at quarterback?
Right.
Everybody wants to know what our situation is going to be. Because as you talked about earlier in the show, Michael Penix's timeline is very, very questionable.
It's jacked up right now, for lack of a better word.
Right. Kirk Cousins, and let me tell you something.
He's off schedule. How about that?
Yeah, he's off schedule. Yes. Kirk Cousins, to your point, he's going to be expensive to retain unless you can get him to the table and convince him why he should maybe take a pay cut. But here's what I thought about, too, when it comes to Kirk Cousins. The Chiefs just lost their backup quarterback to an ACL tear.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. Chiefs.
Minshew and Mahomes.
And now Mahomes down. The Chiefs could be very attractive to someone like a Kirk Cousins who knows he's going to go there for sure and have a full year. Because that team is not going
Andy Reid's version of a West Coast offense, of a Shanahan offense,
So, you know, everybody in the Denver kept asking, what are y'all going to do about quarterback? What can y'all do about quarterback? I mean, and I was like, guys, I don't know.
But here's the thing. Does the Chiefs offense even function without the Patrick Mahomes X factor?
It's a good question.
The way the receivers come back to the ball, half of their highlights are broken plays, it seems like.
They are. Yeah. And it's his playmaking ability, right, for him to scramble, create time. Look, I thought Patrick, this is just me. This year, and maybe he'll do this evaluation. I thought he ran too much this year.
Yeah.
I thought he, you know, there's one thing about being aggressive and picking up 5 yards. There were times this season where he's trying to run through guys.
Right.
There were times where he was faking not going out of bounds and then, you know, stop playing games, man. And I don't wish injury on anybody. The way he had that injury happen was freakish. But I thought he ran too much. This year was not I'm scrambling to pick up positive yards and get down or get out. It was, I'm scrambling. If you don't come tackle me, I'm going to pick up a net. And I thought it was detrimental to the way the season played out.
Yeah. All right, sticking with the Falcons, I wanted to ask you guys what you think about this. So a lot of people are wondering whether or not the Falcons have made a decision on Raheem Morris. And I've said to you all, I feel like whatever decision has been made, if there is one, he seems to be comfortable and acceptive of what it is. If that decision has been made that they're going to actually move on from Raheem Morris at the end of the season, does that lead you to believe that Terry Fontenot is coming back? Because you do have to have a GM that goes into action right after Black Monday.
Carl and I debated it yesterday. You were in Colorado. By the way, where's my party favors? You
it's on the way.
Couldn't hit a dispenser on the way to the airport? We talked about it yesterday at length. I mean, three options. You know, all fired. One of the two is fired. I think in most scenarios, the most positive scenario for the coaching staff or for Raheem is he's got to fire Marquise Williams. He's got to fire Zach Robinson, despite what Dave Archer was just talking about. I mean, look, and by the way, just real quick, Dave, like he is as close to it as anybody, and he sees it, you know, and I get it. You know, players have to do their jobs. I'm just going, when you hear people of Kurt Warner's ilk or Drew Brees talking on the broadcast about what they see, that's an opinion I value as well. But, I mean, it's not as close day to day, but I do think there is things that didn't work earlier in this office. Right. And if it is finally working now, it's too little too late. But getting back to your initial point, Carl, double down. Do you think they split the Arthur Blank and his company? We're going to talk about the consultants, too. They got consultants in on this deal.
Yeah, I mean, when you are trying to figure out what you can do better and how your processes are, whatever those processes are, I don't have an issue with it. It looks bad from the outside in because you feel like, all right, you don't do this unless your people are not doing what they need to do. Like, you guys don't know what the hell you're doing, so you're bringing in people to evaluate. But I'll say this. I do think it's one or the other. I don't know if you're splitting the baby. I do think if one is back, I think the other is. Mm-hmm. I think if one stays, I think they're both staying. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You literally get, and this is going to sound, you know, but you get that final year.
Right.
Terry, you got one more draft, okay, to improve this team. And, Ra, you get one more year of in your third year, because we're not going to go in a fourth year with you not making the playoffs. So either way, I think if both stay, or if one stays, they both stay. If one is gone, I think they're both gone. Because I also think it's going to be more difficult if you fire the GM and bring in another GM to oversee Ra.
Right.
Right. Then right. Ra's, then it's, then you're going to fire Ra a year later, then it's, you know, he's already on the hot seat when the season starts.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we'll talk about the specific consultancy and what that's all about. You know, I mean, look, your eye test is your eye test. Most owners, I think, can figure it out, but they've subcontracted. We'll explain what it's all about.
All right, last thing, and I'm glad we got a few seconds to get this one.
Lay it on us.
The biggest thing, bigger than what's going on in the NFL, bigger than what's going on in college football, happened today. Marvel dropped a teaser trailer for Avengers Doomsday. Wasn't a lot to it, but I'm excited. I know a lot of people feel like Marvel kind of dived off after that.
No. We said the other day when you were off, they made the perfect series of films that concluded with a perfect ending, and everything subsequently just has left us wanting. Carl, you saw the same trailer, right? When you saw the
well, it changes.
The new Avatar.
It changes, as O told us, every week for the next 4 weeks.
The new one is a Thor one now. So you guys saw the Captain America one.
I saw the Captain America.
Right. There's a Thor one that's out now.
Right, yeah, now
so,
the Thor's.
So I told you, like, that was the most exciting thing outside of that 3 hours and 17 minutes I'll never get back. But that came on, and I was like, and I know the guy next to me, he didn't know who I was. And he's like, and I'm like, give me more.
Right,
like, I want to see more. But, yeah, man, so the next few weeks, if you go see Avatar, I'm not telling you what to do.
I wouldn't.
But you will get the preview. You will get the preview.
Yeah, and I'm excited because, look, I will say this. I know a lot of people feel like all the movies that kind of came out after the Avenger movies, if you kind of got to be a diehard comic fan to kind of really keep up with some of that stuff. But I would encourage all of you that maybe are casual fans that kind of checked out with some of the other stuff, I would encourage you to kind of ramp up your excitement again because I really think with the Russo brothers coming back.
It's great,
it's going to – they're we're in store for
Hey, while we're talking
– I totally agree.
While we're talking TV, have you fallen asleep watching Stranger Things?
I haven't watched it yet.
I'll save it for Guy
Talk. I haven't watched it. I was saving it because Christmas night, they're releasing more episodes.
Right.
So I was trying to binge.
Four are out.
Yeah. I'm trying to binge more than that. But go ahead.
We'll save it for Guy Talk.
All right, there it is. And that's what's online, guys.
You go on vacation. A lot of things happen. We talked about it, Joe. Guy goes to Colorado, Carl. I don't see any stocking stuffers here, Carl.
Listen, man.
Legalize it. Back to you, Carl.
All right, man. I'm glad you didn't put any in your bag, bro. I'm glad you did.
Me too.
Yeah, Mike was acting like, you know, the TSA and, you know,
like
customs
no,
don't exist in
like
this
there's
place.
There's no dogs in there.
You know.
Shoot.
They know Mike's bag. Oh, that's Mike's bag. All right, we're coming back. Connor Riley's going to join us. What's going on with the Dogs? They're getting ready for Ole Miss. I think it's going to be an interesting, fun game. We got to wait another week to get it. But, man, Connor Riley will fill us in on the latest with the Dogs next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.